Right. And so Acorn here, Alcorn wants us to make a distinction, right, between eternal and infinite, right? He says the confusion comes in mistaking eternal for infinite. No one will bear in hell an infinite number of offenses. We don't live that long to do that. Right.
Right.
They will, though, bear only the sins that they have committed. So that's the only thing that we'll bear. And so he continues, and I like this illustration here. He says, it may take 5 seconds to murder a child. So does that mean a person should only be punished for 5 seconds?
Right.
Right? Crimes committed against an infinitely holy God cannot be paid for in finite measures of time. Right? That's, I think, is a very powerful. In other words, the greater the authority here, the greater the punishment. Uh-huh. And we see this, even in our own law, right, in our society. If I lie to you, well, you might get angry, but, there's not a whole lot you can do unless it's in writing.
Right.
If I lie to the police, I can get into more trouble because they have more authority and that sort of thing. If I lie to a grand jury, now I'm really in trouble, right? And so the greater the authority there, the greater the punishment when we do evil. And so that's the point he's trying to make. We have offended an infinite God, and we owe, he tells us, an infinite punishment.
Yeah.
Right? And so we can't say, yeah, but, I'm not that bad.
And I was trying to think of
if I tell the same lie three times, right, I can't say it's just as bad, but it's who you're offending, right?
Right, right. And I was trying to think of some analogy to try and do this. So, and all analogies break down, but, when we have something on our phone, like a little speck of dust, we always flick it away. But it's something so small, it's something so little. But once you see it, we focus right on it.
Yeah.
That's just a speck of dust or a hair or something. And, people make memes where they put a little hair follicle in the picture and you're trying to wipe it away and it doesn't go away. Or, if you think of like a perfectly white, like the whitest white rug that you've ever laid your eyes on, and you just flick a little speck of paint onto it. Well, now you've made it not the whitest thing in the world.
Yeah. You've ruined it. Yeah. Actually, it's totally ruined.
Right. And so you go out there and let's assume that you can even get that speck of paint off the rug. Well, you've just trampled all over the rug to get to that spot, and now you have to clean up all your footprints to get there. And so this idea of it's just a little thing, but in comparison to what? And how are you, if you're willing to just flick away a little speck of dust because it's in your peripheral on your phone, think about what God, who is holy, who is perfect, who has all these qualities that Leibniz put forth and said, these things are important. How much more is it when we revealed in Scripture, Romans 1, that there's no one that doesn't know who God is, and we all have this innate understanding so that we, even in our unbelief, we continue along having a understanding of who God is and how he operates. And that's why he can accurately judge us. But then to just call things little, I understand why people want to do it. And I understand that's part of the human heart, the human condition. It's why the serpent was so enticing with it. It's just a little thing. But it just And there's more to read on this. And on the bottom of page 146, he has a lot of further reading here that's really good, including some stuff from the Counterpoint series that you and I really like on different views of hell and stuff like that.